Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's top 11 week. We have revealed 11 and 10 on the official list. Devontae Smith at 11, Joel Embiid at 10. Speaking of Embiid, Jack, before we get to High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report, I saw Ava posted her top 11 on the internet.
Nice.
Now, Ava Graham is a Flyers person because she is married to Bill, who is also a Flyers person.
Benedict Graham.
She has Michkov on her list, but no Embiid. See, this is what Flyers people do.
Yep.
Like, Michkov was rookie last year. He was good. He was not rookie of the year. Like, how is he?
Well, I had a case for it, though.
Yeah, Ike was rattling off of all of Meech's stats in the lunchroom, and I was like, wow, what a case.
Well, he was obviously working on his top 11 list this weekend, trying to be radicalized by the Flyers lunatics, who have to do everything. Every Flyers thing has to be at the expense of a Sixers thing. That is the lunacy of Flyers.
I will say this.
Yeah.
He's in the honorable mention category.
Okay. Oh, how many honorable mentions are in Ike's top 11?
Yeah. We're at 30.
He didn't make the top 11, but I'm saying I considered him.
Listen, TK should be on. Konechny should be on there over Meech.
No.
Come on, man. That's what Flyers people tell me.
It's one player that matters.
Yeah, it's Michkov.
Meat man.
There we go.
There he is.
All right, let's talk
Larry
about
Hoover.
Let's talk about our hot baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
I mean, what a weekend. I mean,
huge weekend.
Go out there. But a little different this Monday versus last Monday.
Yes.
I mean,
very much.
It's the funniest thing about baseball is how quickly things change. You know, they got swept by the Pirates, and I was guilty of it too. I know you can't wait to jump on me.
Yep.
Well,
but like, it was like, this team's cooked.
Yes.
And then bang, six games later, they look like they stabilize and they're not dead yet.
Well, a thing that pissed me off last Monday, me specifically, was they. Even without Bryce, they were better than they showed against the Pirates. They looked like a dumb team against the Pirates. They looked lifeless. And look, when you're hitting the ball, everything feels a little bit better. And when Jesus Lazaro is not giving up 12 runs, all of a sudden everything feels a lot better.
Uh-huh.
But that was two series against two really good teams in the Cubs and the Blue Jays, winning 5-6. That's a big little stretch for the Phillies.
Yeah, and they showed fight without Bryce. I think that's the most important thing, because as you've mentioned a lot, and I agree with you, like we don't need him trying to rush back and play hero, because I think that's what happened in the Blue Jays series up in Toronto. They got swept out by the Brewers, and he panicked, and he was like, I got to get back in there, and then bang, look, he played three games and has been hurt ever since and is now on the IL. So,
fault Bryce for everybody else stinking and the team looking lifeless and him being a leader and trying to come back and add a spark to the team. Fault him. Yeah, don't rush back, Bryce. It's your fault. Yeah, take your time.
Not
that's the
fault.
Tone I'm getting from both of you about Bryce trying to come back and help a lifeless baseball team where no one was doing anything without him.
By the way, I blame him. I also blame them. I blame the team for looking lifeless and putting him in that situation 100%.
That's all I'm saying.
100%. But him...
Now he can rest if they sweep the damn Blue Jays. He can rest.
Here is what I am fearful of. There's a big series this weekend against the Mets.
Because he wants to be back for that.
I don't need Hero Bryce coming back for the Mets. If this thing has been there since last year, you had an entire offseason, hurt you at the beginning of this year, let them buy you some time. The 5 out of 6, actually...
The winning is buying you time.
Well, yeah, I think so. If they win 5 out of 6 and they go 2-4 in their next 6, all I want is for them to hover in the games without Bryce slightly over 500. And if they can do that... over a period of time, then you can get him to close to the All-Star break or after it.
Right.
It's just they have to.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
But at least you're putting some of the responsibility and onus on them.
Oh, almost.
To have to produce.
75% on them. But what I don't, the thing that I get worried about with Bryce a little bit that I put on him is that he wants the moment a lot.
Sure.
I
think him and Embiid are very similar from that standpoint.
Yes, I agree with you. There are more similarities to those guys than you would think. And I think, Embiid always wants to come back in a national TV game blah, blah, blah. I don't need Bryce looking at because if they win, 3 out of 4 against the Marlins or something, everyone's going to look at this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's a big series. And every game's on national TV, right?
Yep. Yes. And the Mets just got swept out over the weekend, so the division race is right in the in the balance.
Just need him settled down.
I'm with you there.
Just need him settled down. Yep.
Right. We got to manage this thing.
Yes.
We got to manage this thing. That's
I just don't like the tone. You had a little bit of
tone. There's no tone.
Okay.
There's no tone.
Not from him.
MV Goat. Yeah. MV3.
There you go.
That's my guy.
Okay.
All right. Everyone take a deep breath.
All right.
So on Thursday, June 5th, I put these three players on zero watch. Max Kepler, Alec Bohm, and Brandon Marsh. Since being put on zero watch, Kepler's hitting .273 with the OPS over 1,000. Bohmer's hitting .343 with a .543 slugging percentage and a .938 OPS. And he hit a ball so far yesterday, I had to make sure it was the right player hitting. 433 feet?
Yep.
Didn't have that one on my bingo card.
Juice ball.
And then Brandon Marsh, since being put on zero watch, is hitting .474 with an OPS over 1,000 as well.
All three
of those guys currently off zero watch, which means I got to put someone on zero watch, and that is Bryson Stott.
He's on zero watch.
100%.
Saw a lot of pitches yesterday.
He saw 30.
About 31 of them.
30, yep. Whatever. 30 million pitches, no hits. And people are talking already because with the new shiny toy, what are we going to do with Otto Kemp when Bryce Harper's back? Right now he's playing first base. We'll see how long Bryce is out.
What are they going to do with him?
Second base.
Second base. Huh?
Second base.
Can he play second base?
He can play second base.
Can
not
he play
great.
As well as Stott.
Not even close. Not even close. He's more of a stand there and will make the plays in front of you. But if the bat
is that important.
If the bat continues to play, now it was 4 singles yesterday, and you think he has 1 extra base hit, so he still has to produce. But the left field thing, hopefully Kepler can kind of take off. If there's one position to look at for where Otto Kemp can play, I think second base is the one to monitor.
No.
Why?
They can't. Look, I've only seen him play in the major leagues. He's not a second baseman. He's not even a third baseman.
He's barely even a first baseman.
Yeah, he's not light on his feet. He doesn't cover much ground. He doesn't seem to, just even with the glove, he's not even, to your point, he's not even a good first baseman. There was a ball that...
Should have had that ball yesterday.
From Wheeler, 100%.
Yeah.
No. But can you imagine an infield with Trey at short, Bohm at third...
Did you see the play Trey made on Friday?
He made a couple of great plays.
He did.
But let's... He can't play second base.
Have you seen Bryson Stott hit the baseball?
He can't.
Have you seen him?
Otto Kemp can't play second base. He can't play second base.
I agree.
He can't play second base.
We'll see.
He's not playing second base. Isn't there a way? Couldn't we put Kepler in center or something? And
Marshy's heating up. Come on, man.
Marshy's eating up.
Now, listen, he could stand in left if Kepler struggles and they could have a platoon there. I'm saying a little bit of left field, a little bit of second base.
Nope.
But watch second base.
No.
All right.
Well, at least he stays up, though, right?
Well, he could be a utility guy.
As long as the bat, bat still plays.
Because Weston, you'll send Weston Wilson down when they activate Harper.
Yeah, most likely.
By the way, this is the last thing. He's not hitting the ball like 500 feet.
Oh, 4 for 5 yesterday.
Yes, but like, let's relax.
Spray the ball.
Well, yeah. He's getting comfortable. He's a baseball player, as Rob Thompson said.
Yep.
Just keep your eyes on that one.
Think about it.
Third best record in the NL versus teams over 500. So I know that was a big talking point for a lot of people after the Pirates series. So they're up to that, which is good to see. A little update on Knowles. So Knowles is on the with Bob Wankel and Anthony Sanfilippo and gave this update. You sure you want to hear it?
Yeah, that's what he said. Here's what
he had to say.
We're not being wrong by saying we're going to see Aaron Nola pitch again this year, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I'm very blessed it's not a big injury.
Right.
You know, it's something small. And probably, you know, I guess 2 months-ish or so, I'll be out, which is a long time, but it's better than a big injury. So I'm really grateful it's not that.
Does he mean 2 months from when he started?
Yeah, from when he just said that?
Or 2 months from now?
Yeah.
Now. So it's mid-August is what I believe.
That's not two more months?
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
How?
Because this is the new injury or whatever.
But it's not a new injury. It's been there.
Well, but it hasn't been. It happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago. This is the stress fracture. This is not the sprained ankle. Like, come on. Get your Knowles injuries right. This is the stress fracture.
It's stress fracture, stress reaction, all of this nonsense. You trying to tell me this all happened a week ago while he was warming up?
No, he was sick.
He was coughing.
Yeah, he was sick and coughing and sneezing. Yes,
yeah.
Sneezing and sneezing.
You love baseball players, don't you?
I just, 2 more months, really?
Well, they've been fine without him. I mean,
until wheels fall off with somebody else.
Yeah. Well, Abel
Alcantara tonight.
Eyes on Abel, eyes on Luzardo. As long as Luzardo is back, Abel's got a...
I'm losing. I'm losing faith fast.
You guys are ridiculous.
Well, we had very little to go on.
He was fine last start. He was fine. He had 3 home runs. Solo home runs, and he struck out Kyle Tucker to close it out.
They were launching it off.
Yeah. Well, he's facing the Marlins tonight. It ain't the Cubs, Holmes.
Okay.
Well, listen, he's going to get the pitch. I'm just saying whether or not it's something we can rely on the rest of the year.
Well, Andrew Painter?
No.
Come on, man. One hit yesterday.
Okay. I was going to say, what did he look like in his last start?
Six shutty. Come on.
Okay.
I think it was five.
Five shutty. Whatever. Yeah. Right. One hit.
Spike has the exact numbers.
See? One hit. Don't you try to sneak it past me.
One hit.
You have a host at the sleep of the wheel here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
One hit.
Sneezing and sneezing and sneezing.
That's how Nola hurt himself.
All right. I trust you. You say it's all good.
Well, he looked much better yesterday. I watched most of the start. The start before wasn't great.
Well, I meant with Mick Abel.
Oh, yeah. Well, tonight's a big start, big-ish start. It's the Marlins. He should be all right. But I didn't lose a lot of faith in his last outing. That's my only point.
Okay.
And then I got one Ranger question because he might be changing the equation here. Would you just let me ask the question?
Ask the question.
There's three outcomes I see for Ranger Suarez this year. Which would you want to see the most? One, extend him after the year. Two,
that's a no.
Two, trade him to the trade deadline to maximize his value. Or three, just let it play out and let him walk. But he's still here throughout the year.
Well, it's two or three for me.
For me, it's three.
Just let it play out.
Let it play out. Let it play out. They're never going to, like, look, if it plays
probably
out.
Need him.
Yeah, if it plays out in a good way and he pitches well, they're never going to pay him. They're not, because he'll get a big number somewhere. I think if you're trading him, chances are you're trading him for a bullpen piece that he can be.
He could be.
I think they would be
a bat.
So I would say this.
I'm not trading for Luis Robert.
No, that's fine. Okay. It would be ideally a bigger bat.
So yeah. I would say this. Are we trading him because he's unwilling to go to the bullpen?
No, I think you're trading him to maximize getting a bat and you have a plethora of starting pitchers. Like,
I don't know if we have a plethora of starting pitchers.
Well, hold on. If Nola comes back.
We have bodies.
But what do you mean? You got Wheeler.
Well, I mean effective pitchers. Pitchers that are actually pitching well.
Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo. And then if Nola comes back, it's a number four. Abel, Painter.
Well, here's the problem.
Would you stop with Abel Painter. And Painter? Would you stop?
I'm not going to stop with it.
We're going to rely on him in the postseason?
But you have those three. And if Nola comes back, then...
Here's the problem. You're not going to know if Nola's back by the trade deadline.
I agree. Now, he could be progressing well. Yeah. But if you have a chance to get like a Jaron Duran... The Red Sox center fielder.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you closing your eyes and groaning at? I'm just throwing an idea out.
Well, that's a good name, though. That's a good name.
I didn't realize we talked to the Red Sox about trades because I think they had somebody available that would have helped the lineup a little
bit. They didn't shop them around.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Right.
Would you go at the end of the year, Schwarber or Ranger?
Schwarber.
Schwarber.
But okay. The one thing they had to decide with Ranger.
You're not going to do both.
I don't need Ranger.
Probably not. But Lizardo only has a year after this year. Do you pay Lizardo or pay Ranger? It could be an equation. And Wheeler only has 2 years left.
I let Lizardo pitch another year.
No, I know. But like, you could just pay Ranger and then not pay Lizardo.
And then have him, right.
Like it's
what now, they did with Christopher Sanchez. They paid Sanchez early, mm-hmm. so they wouldn't have to pay Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lizardo, I think, would probably get a bigger deal than Sanchez got because of his pedigree and whatnot. So there's a lot of little factors to the Ranger thing that I think could be interesting as the trade deadline approaches.
The good news is, if they don't trade Ranger, they're going to get a whole year of information deciding whether they want to pay him or not.
Exactly.
Whether he can go a full season, or it would be almost a full season this year. But I wonder if his number as a left-handed starter who has a great year is going to be a number they're going to want to pay. That's all, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then last thing, I just got to mention this. I feel so bad for did you guys see the video of the North Penn, how they lost the state championship?
On a balk.
On a walk-off balk.
Yeah, seriously, what umpire does that?
Dude,
I don't know how you don't call it, though. I mean, it was a pretty obvious.
Was it obvious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
I trust you, but I saw the thing on Twitter, but I'm like, how does the umpire make this call?
I know. But you look at the umpire, I thought he felt bad having to call it.
Right.
Because to me, it was pretty obvious.
Okay. I watched it a few times. It just looked like a twitch.
Yeah,
that
but still,
it is,
like,
right?
It was like a come and set or not. Like, you got, okay. And also, you throw
it
over
to
first.
Was it worse than that one Trey got picked off on the other night?
It was more egregious than that.
It was more egregious than that. Okay.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones where you're like, oh, like if I was, it's a very tough call.
I'm always confused by the balk thing. And
if I was on the other team and they didn't call it, I would have been screaming bloody murder.
Right.
Yeah. It was one of those ones that even normal people watching the game are like, oh, what was that? You know what I mean? So, yeah. And I agree with you. Balks are normally like, wait, what is he allowed to do? What is he not allowed to do? And you're watching that and you can see it. Now, it's slight, but you can definitely see it. You can definitely see it. All right. 215-592-9494. It is top 11 week. Joe DiCamera joins us at 4 o'clock, who did not have Jalen Hurts on his top 11.
Outrageous.
Is it outrageous or do you kind of understand it? 215-592-9494. George in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Look, man, I'm calling because I think it's egregious that he's not in the top 11 on that list. Because I think we have to consider winning. I think to not consider like Jalen's play in big games and big moments. Because I think about, and I'm a Bryce Harper fan, but I think about that Arizona series we had when all we really needed was one game, and we couldn't get nobody there. You know, these people that we might be putting on this list ahead of Jalen. So I think that winning is a tangible that we kind of discredit him, that will put him up there higher on the list besides just his skills. You know what I mean? And even with his skills, I believe that when in games where you need him to throw the ball, he does a great job of doing it, high completion percentages and stuff like that. And in games where we need him to run, he runs. Like, he's not going to mess the game up. Like,
no, he does what you need him to do. He does what you need him to do.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
let me ask you this, George. Let me ask you this, just honestly. Lee, and your point, I see it, I get it. Let's say you didn't know what the accomplishments were. Like, let's say all you knew was the player you saw on the field. Like, you don't know if they won, didn't win. You just saw the plays over and over. Where would he be for you? And do you think it would be egregious? I just want to know. I understand you can't do this or you don't want to do this, but if it was just play on the field, would there be an argument for him not being in the top 11?
You know, I mean, and I think you could get into the game management thing and thinking he didn't have to do a lot, but it's because of the surrounding talent.
Well, but let me ask you this. Let's just do it this way. Let's do it on the Eagles. If you're just talking about play on the field, you would say AJ's better, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Mailata, yeah.
Yep.
Lane Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
Saquon, yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter, yeah.
Yep.
Zach Bond, yeah.
I don't know about Zach Bond.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him over Bond.
He was
second in defensive player of the year last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
1 year.
Who cares? You did it the last year, you fraud. I mean, what are you talking about? Again, it's ridiculous.
What about Devontae?
I would put just because of we need more from it's more demand on Jalen. I would have put him ahead.
Well, even conservatively, then we have six Eagles that would be ahead of him. Like that's conservatively, and that's not even going to the Phillies, where we would definitely have Zach Wheeler.
Bunch of losers over there.
You know, so I hear what you're saying. It really just comes down to Joe is definitely discrediting the accomplishments.
Well, he's not putting enough importance on that.
On winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, clearly,
yeah.
On winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right, George.
Because some people can play for numbers, and then say, like, you know, and then we wouldn't like that either. So, you know,
The guy never won, we'd be ripping him for never winning.
100%.
We'd be ripping him. And you know how we are with that.
Yep. Well, rip him anyway.
And this year, and I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
This year, he really earned my respect. Like, just, you know, being a leader of the guys, and we had some terms.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Spike?
He took a lot of the heat, and he handled it so smooth. And we didn't have somebody that had that demeanor and just calmness at that age. It was like, damn, you know. We really got a grown man on our, you know, a leader. So I'm happy where the direction we're going. It's always a good call and listen to you guys and keep up the good work.
All right, George.
All right, appreciate it, G.
Here's what I'll say about the leadership thing, because I always argue that a lot too.
Sure.
I think if the thing that I would say from a really positive perspective from him on the leadership thing is that generally, except for the coach stuff, he does not take an issue and make that issue bigger. Like the AJ thing, he could, when AJ said the passing thing, if Jalen was a different guy, he could go to Twitter. I mean, we see plenty of Eagles that do it, by the way. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do any of that stuff. So he doesn't take any of the problems. Now, again, the coach thing was different, and I thought it was fair that people were criticizing him with how he talked about Nick and all that kind of stuff. But generally, all of the fighting that happened this year publicly about the passing game, his role being minimized, all those things, he did not make any of those things worse. And I think from a leadership perspective, that is a huge positive to put in his favor. Now, as far as being a leader in the locker room, I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I think there's too many, he might be becoming one. There's too many questions about it previously to say some big locker room leader. But I think he is certainly an example guy, and he is a good example to other players in not making things bigger in the media when he could, especially in the city where things blow up, you know, to a different degree. There, that was a nice thing that I.
Yeah, there you go.
Make sure people point out the nice things you say about him too.
Yeah. People forget. People forget. So coming up next, there was a trade that happened in the NBA this weekend, and normally we wouldn't talk about a player in Memphis being traded to Orlando.
Yeah, especially before 5:30 and throwaway NBA.
Throwaway NBA at 5:30. But
throwaway NBA.
But I think this one made people start thinking. about the players on the Sixers and what they may be worth. So there, we will talk about that coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's top 11 week on the 94WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.